Who just bought you all this stuff?
She did.
And all the stuff?
My girl bought all of it, and I'm about to eat this, and then we're gonna chow on that after.
Nice Chinese food.
Happy Easter.
Yeah. But we're not eating it all. Just know that. Because we gotta save some.
Yeah.
You know? Jesus. Budget cuts, you know? Happy save, save, save. You know? So we're gonna scoff this stuff down.
I don't like this video.
Because Boo deserved it. You know? Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you, okay?
I love you too. Yeah. I love you too, baby.
Yeah, you better. So I just spent some money on you. Yeah.
I take back everything I said, bro. Send this nigga to boot camp. Let this that last nigga that was talking, send him some videos of this dude. Let him fucking study up, dog. Because that was absolutely ridiculous. Somebody, hey, we need to start a GoFundMe for this nigga. Raise 18K real quick. Send this nigga somewhere, dog. Let this nigga, yo, he was terrified.
This is Friends Party in Hell.
That fool said, I'm above average. I mean, I ain't no Ron Jeremy or nothing.
Hey, stay with me, man. Stay with me.
You can stop right there. That's horrible.
You hear that, Netflix? You hear that? Also give us a shout.
I have no idea what I'm talking about most of the time.
The only podcast approved by the Vatican. That's the American spirit right there. You weren't expecting that, were you?
This is Friends Party in Hell. And I'm joined today with my good friend Anthony, and this is the only podcast that watches the eclipse with their eyes wide open, no protection.
Yeah.
No protection. And I want to tell you, Anthony, that nothing is ever going to eclipse my love for you. Okay.
Oh my God. All right. Shut up. I want to talk about your birthday weekend. I don't talk about nothing else right now.
All right.
All that bullshit love. You out here Jake pulling me right now. Oh, it's all love. Nah, tell me about this ass wax.
All right. Fine. I know you were itching. You were itching.
I'm itchy ass for that shit.
All right. Which one do you want to do first? Because I cut a little video for you. So I'll play the video for you, or do we talk about it first, then the video? Which order do you want this?
Let's watch the video, and then we can talk about it. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the video.
What? Thank you for coming. Please.
You're so nervous. It's cute.
I feel it.
Okay.
All right. No.
No.
Take it off.
Take it off.
You're trying to get on there fully clothed.
If at any point you want
to
take a break, just say the word.
Yo, the first thing I was like, what are you doing? You're fully clothed, bro. So you didn't. That was a thing you had to do? You had to get naked?
Yeah, I just took my shirt off because it was in stages. I didn't want to go just assed out from the get, right?
Right, so you didn't present your bare ass. Did you take everything off at this point? Because obviously we're not seeing that, but did you? Are you fully nude right here?
No, I just had my shirt off here.
Just your shirt, okay.
Just my shirt, yeah.
Also,
okay.
Will I be able to sit after this?
To sit? Yeah, of course.
Okay. Will I be able to sit after this?
You can deal with that, right?
Yeah, you can deal with it.
Because that's the most it'll be.
That's my okay, back. So pause. This is my
okay,
back.
Yeah, so pause it. What was she? Did she actually do the rip there, or was she just putting on the wax? What was?
Yeah, she did a rip there. It was that was my back, so it was like an initial, like, this is what it's gonna feel like. That was my first rip right there.
Okay, you kept it cool for her, but as soon as she walked away, that face you make, it says, yeah.
I have a super random question. Mm-hmm. There's no wrong answer, like, at all. If you're not cool with it, it's be okay.
What do you think she's gonna ask me?
Are you an influencer?
No.
So, I am training. My beautiful girl out there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay if she comes in to watch just a few minutes of how I'm, like, doing everything?
Yeah, that's cool.
Why did I say yeah?
Yeah, because you know about learning hospitals and stuff, and you're just trying to apply that knowledge.
No, what I did was I was in such a vulnerable position that I just said yeah to that.
Yeah, you already was presenting bare ass at this point. What more can they do to humiliate you?
No, I wasn't embarrassed yet. I wasn't embarrassed yet.
Still not yet. Okay, yeah. I'm just itching to get
Sean, come here, please. We're still going through with this or no?
She's talking about my butt, if we're going to still do the butt.
Okay.
I'm not a quitter.
That's right. Because your mother did not raise that. That's right. All right. Do you see anything?
Came over to inspect the asshole.
My face.
So I'm gonna go ahead and turn around.
Okay, so nope, looks good to me. Okay, let's get
undressed from the waist down so we can. Okay,
all right. So this is when the underwear comes off.
Okay.
Just let me know when it's cool to turn around again.
All right. That's when that BDE come out. You still got a thing on your shoulder? Did they not rip that
one
off?
It's like the dust or something or the wax.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're fully nude now. Everybody listening to Rita is fully naked.
Lordy.
It's bad, huh?
I'm excited. You're going to be mad.
She was in the back. She was in the back mixing her concoctions and her waxes. She turned around after you took your pants off and said, "Holy." Yo, I don't. Is that professional? Is that something you're allowed to do? She couldn't even help herself, though. Why did she turn around so that Chewbacca ass is said, "Oh"?
Now that I think about it, it's not professional at all.
It's not professional at all. Hey, but it's real as fuck, though.
Definitely taking a picture of this. Is that okay?
Yes.
And then she took a picture, and I said okay. And okay. I don't know what she did. Okay. And then I don't know what she did with that picture.
You don't know what she's going to do with it. That's personal. She's sending that to her friends. So that ain't going on the website. They can't show naked ass on the website.
Here, if you scream and you're like, this fucking bitch! It's okay. It's okay.
I like her. She's cool as fuck.
Judgment-free room.
Oh,
it's a deep breath for me. You got nervous all over again.
Yeah.
I have faith that this will be good. You handled the bag like a champ. You'll handle this just as well.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
That's it. I think she's downplaying what's about to happen.
Did we die?
No.
Oh, your face sounded a little bit. Your face was like,
right, you couldn't even hold your face up so we could get.
I'm in too deep now.
Some clean booty. That's what you got yourself into. Your clean, your whole back and your butt are gonna be smooth like my son's booty. Okay, I need you to spread them a little bit. So how do you feel? You survived. You're still like, why did I do this?
Yeah, show? I really am. But I'm glad. I'm glad I did it.
But I see what you did there. Okay, so you have to spread your butt cheek so that she can get inside?
Okay, so I'll just give you the whole rundown of the experience, right? Because that was just a good clip out. So I get there, right? And they log me in or whatever the fuck it is, and I get into the room and I immediately had to like bust out with a, hey, can I record thing, right? And I didn't know how to kind of approach that. So I was just like, hey, listen, this might be a little weird, but I really want to record this. I have like a, not a bet, but I have like an agreement with my friend and it's for this podcast. And she couldn't have been more stoked. You could see her energy, right?
Yeah, she brought it. Yeah,
she was stoked, and I was like, "Oh man, So she's like, I even have a tripod. Do you want me to bring the tripod?" I was like, "No, I don't need all this stuff. Like, just put the phone over there or whatever." She was way more excited than I was about it, and that gave me pause. I was like, "Oh god." So anyway, in the video you see, I get on. And I fully clear. I didn't even know what I was really doing. So she starts doing my back. Yeah, she starts doing my back, and it hurts, but it's not anything like I don't know, crazy. I guess if you have, especially if you're like, I'm like tattooed, and I could
I can handle a tattoo. So it's like my pain threshold is actually pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
And so it hurt, like it hurt, but it wasn't like something I was like freaking out. So I was like, all right, this isn't gonna be so bad. So the thing is though, like I felt mad vulnerable, and she asked me those questions in the video, and I just kept saying, yeah, even though deep inside I was like, no, I don't want someone else to come in. No, I don't want you to take a picture, but I said yeah anyway. So so I understand like the weird power dynamics now in situations where you say yes to shit, you don't want to say yes. That
was sad. I went in there on my own camera and then got violated into agreeing to be on her camera too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see how that feels now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Not a good feeling. And she, so anyway, she
that's tells a, that's a the, tip to check your male privilege.
100%. I never, dude,
men listeners.
You're wait till you hear the rest of this. Though.
Yes,
so
please.
She brings the assistant in, and she's there for a minute, and like, and at some point I was just like, whatever, you know, like fuck it. It's just my back though, so I wasn't like tripping. And then she's like, okay, we're gonna do your butt next, and she kicks her out, which I was glad. I was like, glad that she did that.
Oh, so she wasn't inspecting your butt in that.
No, she wasn't inspecting.
Oh, I thought she was inspecting your butt. I was like,
no, crazy.
That's just insane. All right, okay. Like all jokes aside, even I felt a little bit for you. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how okay that is.
And then so she kicks her out. So that was nice, and she. She's telling me that part of it is the start. She's like, hey, like if it hurts, let me know, whatever. And she does the ripping, and the butt does feel a lot more sensitive. So I felt that one a lot. But it was fine because it was on the butt cheeks. Now what ends up happening is that she couldn't get in the crevices, right? So she's like, you need to spread your ass. And that's the part that I put in the video. And that was not fun. That feeling was not fun.
Yeah, why didn't you cut that out? You cut that out. I noticed in the little clip that you shared, you cut to her thing, spread it, and then cut to the end.
Yeah, well, because there was nothing else to it.
I wanted to see you scream. We wanted to see you scream.
I'm not going to scream, listeners, bro. I'm not going to scream. I'm not screaming. And so then,
you mean you're not showing us that you screamed?
No, no, I didn't scream. I did not. No, not at all. No? I didn't make a noise. No, I handled.
No noise, huh?
No noise. No noise.
Yeah, you a champ, dog. Taking it up the butt like that. That's cool.
So that's cool. She does a strip, and I was like, whatever. And then she's like making me spread my butt cheeks, and I'm thinking this is the worst of it. Like I'm showing her my butthole, and it's awkward or whatever, and that's it. But we're like done technically, right? Yeah. We're at the home stretch. We're not at the home stretch. And I was just like, what? Like, she's like, okay, so I'm going to need you to get into another position. And I was just like, and in my head, I'm like, we're not done. I'm like, what the fuck? So she makes me get into a fetal position and grab like my knees up to my chest on my side.
Oh no.
And so like my butt is like super hanging out and like my balls. And I was like freaking. I was really weirded about that, so I like tucked my balls up into like my belly button.
You did the reverse chicken, okay?
And then she made me do that twice, both sides on my left and my right side, and I was like in a fetal. I was like in a fetal position, like sideways, like this.
Yeah, and she was like, doing your side, your thighs? Is that what she was doing?
No, she was doing like the inside of my butt cheek, I guess, like the bottom of your butt cheek.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't reach it earlier, so she had to, hairy motherfucker. She had to break out the Kama Sutra positions to wax, to get the rest of that hair out, dog.
I don't like that you're getting so much enjoyment out of this. All right.
Okay. All right. Let me calm down. Calm down. Can you please go and continue?
Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. So then, and at that point, the most intrusive thought came into my mind where I was like, if I was a hitman, this is where I'd kill someone because it's the most vulnerable position as a dude I've ever really been, bro. I've never been in a more vulnerable position. Felt like a baby deer, man. Like it was insane. So she finishes,
and it's great and all. And she's like, you can't shower or you can't take sun and like, you can't sun and work out today. You got to wait 24 hours. And that was it. And then I've been smooth as a baby ever since. And I'm still pretty smooth.
Still smooth? You're going to
see. Yeah.
I see you scratching your ass right now. That was still pretty smooth. Itch, itch, itch.
It's growing back. I can feel it. I can feel it growing.
Can we see? Do you have anything to show us for like what the results look like? Because I know we should have done it okay, before that.
I know. This is where I fucked up because the whole vulnerability thing. She did that. She took a before and after, and I just did not. I forgot to ask her for it. So she just has it. And I don't know. And I wanted to go back and be okay. Like, hey, do you have those pictures? Can I get them? But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Can you call the place right now and ask to speak to her? Do you remember her name? Like, you can call them, ask to speak to her, and then
I have the I can text her.
You can text her. Okay, text her and ask her to send you the before and after pictures, maybe. And then also, yeah, shout her name out. Give a shout out to the name of the company that hooked you up with this. In this very personal.
We'll do it off when we're done recording. I'll because if in the edit I can put a before and after right now while we're talking.
Okay.
And it'll be like, hey, this is a before and after or whatever. Perfect. Am I allowed to put my ass like online like that? Yeah. I don't think so.
On the internet, Drake put his whole fucking big dick.
How about I don't want to put my ass? No, you know what? I'm not in a position right now where I'm vulnerable anymore. So I'm saying no to that. Actually, Anthony,
what?
I'm
you not going to put what? My. No, I'm no, not. No. Hang on. No, I just put your ass. What? Back?
What? Well,
can
what
you put your back? I'm just trying to see. I'm just trying to see the results. Let the people get a mental image of what your ass looks like. Just show us your back. I just want to see that.
I can do my back. I can do my back. I'll
okay,
ask
cool.
This over this whole argument we're having, I'll overlay it so it could be what you're watching. That's what my back looks like.
Awesome.
Right? If I get it.
Personally, though. Yeah, if you get it. And if you get
you
it, please.
Personally.
Send me personally the ass shots. I want to see that ass, baby. I want to see that defuzzed peach. I don't know why I was so excited. I've never been this excited to see another man's bare ass, but I'm super stoked for it.
You're a criminal, bro. You're a criminal. Well, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. She gave me her card, so this has to be her personal number. Or if anything, I'll reach out to her. She's literally downstairs. Like, I don't have to travel.
Okay.
Well, that was my experience, Anthony.
It sounds like it was a pretty good experience. All joking aside, she seemed very cool, right? She seemed super down to earth. She seemed to like she was feeding off your energy, trying to make you feel comfortable. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. That is cool. Yeah, all joking aside, if you want to get your ass waxed in Miami, I guess go to this place and speak.
Go to Sugaring NYC. It's actually in Hollywood, Florida, okay. And her name is Emily Gomez. So look out for her. She was actually really cool about it and sweet. I think if she was a different person, I probably would have had another kind of experience. I don't know if it would have been good or bad or whatever, but the fact that she was super stoked when I said I wanted to record already, again, it gave me the indication of what kind of person she was. I'm like, all right, well, this is going to be interesting. So
yeah, she was like, oh, shit,
I'll do, and I would do it again. I would do it again.
All right. So is this making its way into Rudy's
routine? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's your routine now? How many times a year do you think you're gonna get waxed?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe every couple of months, maybe.
I think we need to hear from some of our female listeners, or not even female, I guess just listeners who wax, and we need to get a timetable for you. We need to get a schedule going for you so that you're doing it right. Because if you're going to do it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get it every 3 months. If every 3 months, like, you need to get waxed every month and a half. We don't know yet because that's not what we do. So we're going to find out. We're going to find out from our from our listeners how often Rudy should get waxed. And then we're going to keep up with him and see if he's sticking to the regime.
Perfect. That's a great idea. I love it.
I think that's cool.
All right, well, let's move forward. I think you want to teach me there's a J. Cole and Kendrick.
Oh, the big three, J. Cole, Drake, and Kanye. Right. Kendrick, okay, so the beef.
You let me know, like, this, I'll tell you what I know.
Okay.
And then you can loop me in because I have no clue. So Kendrick dropped something some weeks ago, and then he was just dissing everyone, and that's all I know. And I haven't even heard it. I don't know what it's about. I don't know anything, dude.
Okay, well, okay, so Kendrick Lamar came up like last week, 2 weeks ago or so. He dropped a feature verse on Metro Boomin and Future's project. Mm-hmm. All right, so Metro Boomin and Future, they got a little bit of beef right now with Drake. So the fact that Kendrick hopped on this track without saying anything, no promotion, didn't say nothing on social media, just surprise drop on this feature, and just took shots at mostly Drake. To be quite honest, it was mostly Drake he was going after, but he does reference J. Cole, because First Person Shooter, which is Drake and J. Cole's song, you know. Well, here, play that clip that I sent to you, the first one, and it's a very simple 30-second "this is what happened" kind of situation.
Okay, so that's this one, yeah?
Yeah.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. No, nigga. No. No. No!
Sensational.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, bummer. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, bummer. For all your dogs getting buried. That's okay with all these nines. He gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Five dope, dealer selling dope. Is you right there? Cooking dogs.
All right. All right. So, first off,
That's a pretty good, a really good fucking synopsis of what's happening. I'm looped in now. I know exactly what's going on.
Exactly. Fucking J. Cole did a line in a song that said, everybody wants to know who's the best. Yo, it's me, Drake, and Kendrick. We're the big three. Like, we started a league. And Kendrick came out of nowhere and just dropped this verse. And very, very clearly was taking shots at Drake. And yeah, you know, J. Cole caught a few too, because he's part of the big three. So fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me. All right. So that happened. And I guess before we go any further with this, I just want to say, well, I'm a Kendrick fan. I love Kendrick Lamar. I think he's a great artist. If I'm being quite honest with you, fucking Future does the real heavy lifting in that song. Future on that song is fucking amazing. Fantastic. Like, yeah, the Kendrick verse was kind of like, oh shit, that's crazy. But the Future, like, I go back and I listen to Future and then I rewind it before Kendrick come on. And I love Kendrick, you know? So the surprise of the drop was crazy, but I don't think he really took, you know, it was just a little jab. He's taking a little jabs, right? But making it very clear what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And so on Friday.
There's nothing subliminal there.
There's nothing subliminal, right? Like, he's straight up, like, if you listen to the full verse, it's. I'm talking to you, nigga, and you, nigga. I'm talking to you two light skins. You know what I'm saying? but on Friday, J. Cole dropped a diss record on an album drop, right? And it was called 7 Minute Drills. And to be quite honest, it's a good diss, right? Like, it's another. He's taking jabs, but he's being very, you know, it's not subliminal. He's taking jabs, but he's taking jabs at Kendrick, just like Kendrick took a little couple shots at him. And to be quite the album he dropped this on was called Might Delete Later, right? And the album is pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, it got some fire tracks on there, tracks that I think would have made a better disc record, you know, like Pie, I think would have been a better diss record, but it's a good album.
So J. Cole dropped like a whole album, though. He dropped the whole album.
He dropped the whole album
out of nowhere.
Yeah, just dropped the whole album, a mixtape type deal, and
mixtape. Okay.
Yeah, and on it he features 7 Minute Drills, which obviously was a last edition, you know, last minute edition or whatever. So for what it is, I think it works. I think it worked well to start the session, you know, the back and forth between them. I think they were both two pretty light shots at each other. Now, Kendrick goes hard at Drake, and Drake did a few Instagram captions, like, you know, real light nigga shit, some Instagram captions and shit like that, but he hadn't said anything on Wax. So I just think it would have been fun to watch. But then this morning, J. Cole dropped an apology video for for 7 minute drills. And go ahead and play that. It's 3 minutes long, so we don't have to listen to the whole thing, but go to play the second clip that I sent to you. And it's J. Cole talking about how he feels about dropping 7 minute drills on Friday.
Out of that project, except for one part. It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah, I don't do that. But I got to keep it 100 with y'all, right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like, bit boy, I must have had 1,000 missed calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit. Nigga, it's wartime. Boom, 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 right? Niggas want to see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart, you know what I mean? And like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood.
I know you was conflicted misusing your influence.
In my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that I feel especially feel bad on me. Like
he just didn't want it. Like, he didn't want
jab my nigga back.
He didn't want it.
And I try to keep it friendly, but at the end of the
basically,
day,
yeah.
When I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel. That shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight
is cool.
In the midst of me doing that and in that shit. Trying to find a little angle. All
right. Yeah.
The rap game is soft now.
I mean,
I'm not used to this. I'm used to like actual beefs. Motherfuckers getting killed on the streets. But no, that's cool, bro. That's cool. Like, I get it.
That's cool to go the other way sometimes to not have to kill a nigga in the streets. It's cool. Yeah, that's cool, though.
Nah, because that ego shit, that shit goes out of whack sometimes, man. Like, what's the stopping point? There's sometimes that you, the thing is, with like all that beef stuff is that 9 times out of 10, it's like usually not the dudes beefing, it's the group you're with. And if you're out and about and you know that your boys are like, you know, whoever, and there's some hotheads there, you don't know how, you can't control them. That's the problem.
That's
you
true.
Could be like, that yo, I'm out true. Here just chilling or whatever, and then someone pulls out a pistol or someone gets fucked up, and then that escalates. It just, that's what keeps happening. It just escalates and escalates.
I mean, that's true, but I mean, okay, so I know there are instances.
But here's the thing. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. But here's the thing, though. That there's a difference. It's like, I'll try to kind of make sense of what I'm trying to say. The creative space and the music space they're filled with two people, at least in rap when it comes to like hip hop and rap music.
Okay.
There's some motherfuckers that are really about it.
Yeah.
Like for real about it. Yeah. And there's few. There's not all of them.
No.
Even the ones that you think are about it are not about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only person I think of when you think like in this day and age, Pusha. I think Pusha T has proven to be someone who I could trust when he says he's about it. He might not still be about it. I mean, the nigga was writing McDonald's jingles and shit, but I do think at some point, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Gotta. There's nuances, but posts about it are still about it. That there's still something like to be said about like street cred, right? Yeah, there is that is a very real thing.
Yeah.
Now, the motherfuckers who are, like I said, who are really about it. They'll fuck up, man, and they'll go to jail. They'll do something, and you're like, "Ah, fucking idiot! You threw your bag away because you're acting like an asshole." Now, then there's other dudes that aren't about it or whatever, And J. Cole's not about it. Like, he's not, and that's fine.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not saying that's like a bad thing. It's totally fine, man.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up your shit, because Kendrick might be like one of those dudes too. He's like a creative dude, but the dudes he might be hanging with probably really about it. And he's like, the dudes
Kendrick hang with, I'm not trying to see them niggas. I'm cool Kendrick all day, dog. But I would not, is nah, dog. We lived in LA. Them niggas ain't faking the front. They're not faking that. So, but here's my thing though. Kendrick has maintained that he respects both Drake and Cole's music, its artists and everything like that, but that's where it stops, right? Like, I'm not, you know, you want to say you're the best, I'm here to take on that challenge. That's all you, like, it's not, this ain't no let's take it to the streets, kill a nigga type shit. So this is wax. It's time for you to, because he said never, it's time for these niggas to prove that he's a problem, right? Show me, put it on tape. And so for me, to be quite honest, I can respect what J. Cole did, but you got to remove yourself from the big three conversation after that. I personally, because you ain't want the smoke. You couldn't lyrically back it up. You were too afraid to do that, you know? And that's not to say he didn't have the talent to do so. J. Cole is uber fucking talented. I like J. Cole's music. However, if you're going to back out of the ring, that's it, bro. Like, you took a couple jabs and now you're taking the song down. Like, nah, nigga, this ain't, that's not hip hop, kind of, you know?
That's the thing. Like, in hip hop, like, the battle rap and all that, that's part of the culture. I think what he had was like an ego thing, where I think he thought if he responded, it was going to spiral or something out of his control, which it's like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, do you keep, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where do you keep your ego when it stops in like the music that you do? Because then it can get to a point where it's just like, ah, shit, I said too much. I don't know. You know what I mean? And the whole point is he didn't want it though. He didn't want the smoke.
He didn't even want to get started. Is the point. He came, he did his thing. I mean, he named the fucking album Might Delete later, and that nigga literally deleted that shit. He was like, I'm done. Then no. He left it out there for 2 days. On the diss track, he said to Pimp a Butterfly. And I think this is one of the main reasons why he's all love now. Because the nigga said To Pimp a Butterfly was a snooze fest and it put niggas to sleep. What?
What I'm saying is, that shit's a cop out. Like, you're not going to put something out on the internet and then it just goes away, bro.
You're like, not. No.
It's he's also like trying to deflect. Like, it's like, oh, well, I deleted it. It doesn't count. But it's like, no, dude, you put it out.
It counts. Like, We heard what you said. Yeah. You called To Pimp a Butterfly a snooze fest. And then in that video that we were watching, he said that he couldn't sleep for 2 days because he did this on Friday. So this nigga said To Pimp a Butterfly was a snooze fest and they couldn't sleep. He was being visited by the ghost of like Biggie and Rakim all night. Tell that nigga to shut the fuck up. You don't know hip hop. You and this fake woke bullshit. So that's that, right? So now we're as hip hop fans, I think it's on us. We got to remove him from the conversation, the big three. So the conversation now is who gets into the big three now that J. Cole has been removed.
I don't listen to J. Cole.
Well, I like J. Cole. I would like to put Future. I would like to put Future's name in the ring for the big three. And I know Future's not a pure rapper
right now.
Right now, he's already beefing with Drake. Why not? He's already got beef with Drake. Mm. He's not a pure rapper, but you listen to some Future shit and Future be talking his shit. And what I love about the Future and the Drake beef and why I want it in there is why I want Future in this beef is because Future and Drake apparently are beefing about some girl, right? They were both messing with the same girl and whatever the case may be. And it blows my mind. It literally blows my mind that what do we know about Future? Since Future came onto the scene, Future did three things. Future did drugs, made music, and talked about fucking other niggas' girls. That's what Future is all about. So then him and Drake became friends. And what did Future do? He did drugs. He made music. And apparently he tried to fuck or he fucked Drake's girl. And then Drake got the surprise Pikachu face all of a sudden because that nigga showed him that everything he said in the track was real. I'm going to fuck your girl. I'm going to do tons of drugs and I'm going to make music. And so, yeah, I feel like Future getting on the track would be the realest thing ever to get in this beef because Future don't lie to niggas.
I'll have to listen. I haven't listened to any of this stuff, so I have to listen to it. Now that
you haven't listened to any Future stuff?
No, right now, the song that you just put out, I haven't heard anything about this.
Oh, yeah. Nah, Future talk about being a drug dealer, doing drugs.
No, I knew that. I knew that.
Yeah. The man been crying on the track since Ciara left him, and that turned him into a fucking animal. And now he's fucking everybody else's girlfriend because he's too afraid to get his home. He's too afraid to be heartbroken again.
You psychologically nailed that one.
Come on. So how you gonna get mad at Future when he does exactly, you know, a leopard can't change his spots. The nigga got around Drake and was Future.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess what do you want to pose out since we're gonna clip this out? Do you want to pose a question out?
Yeah, who do you think should be, if you're a hip hop
in the top fan, three?
Yeah, who do you think should take J. Cole's place in this top three? I'm submitting
Future. I gotta think about that because I don't know. I wouldn't say Future, but I don't know. I have to really think about it. That's a really good question.
For me it'd be Future or 21 Savage. Just people that's already close to the camp. You know what I'm saying? People that have insider information. That's what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for beef, right? We're looking for diss tracks.
You're not actually looking for like lyricism or like
fuck that. No, man. No, we're not looking for like we're looking for pure energy, not a real who's the big three conversation.
Maybe Eminem
no.
should go into three.
Eminem goes into the big three. No, man.
Because he has connections to all of them.
He does have but I
that would be really good beef. That would be really that would be really good beef.
It would be, but I think M's washed, bro. And I don't want to see M get done like that. I don't want to see. That's my childhood right there. Though. Like I listened to a lot of M growing up. I don't want to see M get done dirty like that.
I think he could hold his own.
I think he would be able to hold his own. But here's the thing about Eminem. Eminem, his music hasn't aged well. And when I say that, I don't mean his old stuff. I mean his new stuff. His beats are trash. His rhyme scheme is pretty impeccable. But his flow, absolutely horrendous. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't age well. You listen to a new Eminem song now, and it sounds like it came out in the 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't no way he's going up against fucking Drake, who has production down to a science, or going up against Kendrick. Like, he did a song with Kendrick. I don't know if y'all remember that shit. He did a song. Eminem and Kendrick got a song together that flow in the game of love, la 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 love. And fucking Kendrick bodied that shit. Absolutely bodied it. Like how Eminem came out and murdered Jay-Z on his own shit. Kendrick.
That was a good song.
Yeah, Kendrick just came around and made a full circle, came and murdered M and his own shit. I don't want to see M get done like that. So,
all right. So that's the question: who's in the top three?
Top three. I say Future. You say M. I want to hear what other people saying. We'll pull that out there and see what they think.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. I'm gonna play some really good stuff in my algorithm today. I got some really yummy treats for you. Y'all. All right, and this is the algorithm, guys.
Let's do it.
Welcome. You've got
3D's algorithm.
Baby, it'll blow your mind.
All right, so I have something that I want to keep playing for you. That was something that we played in the last episode. And here you go.
Move forward.
I am a man.
I haven't seen two dudes charge each other like that since a P. Diddy after party. Play the national anthem. Look, $18,000 and you can be in the most gayest non-gay porn. I'm pretty sure gay dudes think that was the gayest thing they ever seen. Look, guys, fathers, you need to treat your kids right because this is the result. They end up being entrepreneur bros. They end up like all lost and they pay $18,000 for a fake ass Navy SEAL boot trip, caning tramp. I can't even talk right. Holy shit, man. Look, you're gonna charge at each other, sound like a Call of Duty lobby and shit, and say I'm a man or a Mayan or some shit. Look, man, you need to drop that shit. You need to join the real military, and you need to fucking grip it and rip it. Do your deadlifts, hug your kids, hug your wives, and just say no to these alpha male boot camps. Peace.
That's everything we said last week. Just
that's literally, yeah, that's everything we said. But here's fatherless the crazy
behavior. Hug your wives, hug your kids, join the fucking army, and shut the fuck up about it. Period.
Well, look at this, though. Look at this. You have a kid.
Pretend it's warm water, okay? All right? Pretend you're on a tropical island in warm, warm 80-degree water. That's all this is. Just breathe, okay?
All right, you're going to submerge those three times when I call them down.
Come on.
This is the same boot camp?
It's the same boot camp, but they're bringing their kids.
But they got their kids there?
Yeah,
this is child abuse.
You got it. You can.
Let it out, buddy.
You can.
Nah, bro.
Is it?
Nah,
home run. Home run.
Three times. I'll call it. Down.
Let it out. All the way down.
This is male toxic. This is just toxic as fuck, bro. This is not cool, dog. That poor kid was crying. I can't. No, man. That's not cool, dog. What are you doing? What do you love your kids, bro? Like, you fucked up. Okay, you're fucked up in the head, and you got issues you need to iron out. Don't go passing them down to your fucking kids by bringing them to an $18,000 boot camp. To me, what I saw was a bunch of men telling their kids, their sons, I don't know how to be a man, so I'm paying $18,000 for this guy to teach me how to be a man, and you need to come here too, so he can also teach you how to be a man. What the fuck, dog?
that's fuck, man. Fuck. That is eye-opening. Yeah.
Nah, them niggas don't deserve their sons, dog. They don't deserve their sons, yo. Nah, bro. Fuck that. Go get a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave the family shit to real family men. Go get a dog. Go travel the world. Go do your weird. Take that shit somewhere else, is all I'm saying, bro. Like, that's just to turn both barrels on your family like that and call yourself a man.
That's crazy, man. But look. The internet is filled with that kind of stuff because everyone has a fucking voice now. And this is like another guy.
Like wild fucking beast, like kids that need to be tamed. And it's your fucking job to tame her. And you're not doing it. You fucking bitching and crying about women this, women that. What are you doing to make them behave? You're sitting around letting them run around like wild wildebeest. You are responsible for making her behave. So what are you doing about it? Besides cry on the internet, nothing. So all you do is cry and pout. It's a reason why. That's why I don't respect you weak ass motherfuckers. Because you're weak. You don't have the ability to leave. And then if you do leave, soon she call you back, you run back home. That's not going to make her submit.
See, he's almost there. He's almost giving you good advice. But he just
I disagree wholeheartedly.
No. Because what he's saying.
Go fuck the couple of alphas around the street. That she wanted to fuck. You rewarded her almost. You gave her freedom for 2 or 3 weeks, and now she's like, okay, she come back to the beta male, which is you.
Jeez.
So hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah, please.
So what he's what he's almost getting at is like, hey man, don't be a relationship where you're not being, you know, loved and she just. She's literally saying she went out and fucked other dudes going behind your back. That is not good. But he misses the point by saying, well, it's because you have to make her submit.
It's your job to train her, and then you get on the internet and pout. I mean, newsflash, dog. Niggas in healthy relationships ain't on the internet fucking trying to make their women submit to them, trying to make their kids submit to them. That's weird old behavior. To get on the internet and try to tell a bunch of people how to live their lives again, it's just weirdo behavior, bro. Like, I'm sorry, dog. Like, you can't convince me that guy that's saying all this shit is in a loving and healthy relationship. You cannot convince me.
He's not. He's not.
He's it. Like, that dude has no people that loved him. That's not family. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man said, when you do leave, then you leave for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you come back crying because you want her back, right? And so while you're gone, she's out of the free pass to fuck all the alpha males in the neighborhood that she's always wanted to fuck. And she did it she got a free pass because you're not together no more, right? That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that your business? Why is that your business? That's all I'm saying. Why does it matter what this guy did in his relationship? Why? Why does it matter who she fucked when she had no ties to this nigga no more? He said, I'm out. He left.
This is all just gay. This is all gay behavior. It's like, what? Yeah, because what other dude is worrying about what another dude does?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you worrying about?
Or like, even like homophobic dudes, it's like, why are you thinking about gay sex so much?
Why do you care?
Yeah.
Missy said it best.
What'd she say?
When she said, just mad because I ain't licking, ain't sticking, ain't yours, or whatever she said.
But do it the way she does it. The way she does it. Because she did it real fast.
No.
Oh, come on, man. I gave you a wax video, and you can't give me a fucking Missy Elliott line?
Oh, you're a fucking hypocrite. Jesus, no, you hear this, guy? She's going to be hanging this with riot heads forever.
You're being a real beta right now. Just like
That's cool. I never said I was an alpha.
Who has the best girlfriend ever?
I do.
Who just bought you all this stuff?
She did.
And all the stuff?
My girl bought all of it, and I'm about to eat this, and then we're gonna chow on that after.
Nice Chinese food.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, but we're not eating it all. Just know that, because we gotta save some.
Yeah.
You know? Jeez. Budget cuts, you know? Happy save, save, save. You know? So we're gonna scoff this stuff down.
I don't like this video.
Because Boo deserved it, you know. Even though we get in our arguments sometimes, I still love you. Okay.
I love you too.
Yeah.
I love you too, baby.
Yeah, you better. So I just spent some money on you. Yeah.
I take back everything I said, bro. Send this nigga to boot camp. Let that last nigga that was talking, send him some videos of this dude. Let him fucking study up, dog. Because that was absolutely ridiculous. Somebody, hey, we need to start a GoFundMe for this nigga. Raise 18K real quick. Send this nigga somewhere, dog. Yo, he was terrified. He looked absolutely terrified.
Oh, shit, man.
I don't like that.
You didn't like that. That wasn't a good one. All right.
I didn't like that at all. That dude looked beaten, bro. He looked like he was done. And I didn't like the way she was talking to him, bro. Like, she was talking to the man see? It's stuff like that just perspective. Perspective is key, dog. So I can sit on my throne as somebody who doesn't feel like a beta and talk shit about people spouting off alpha, alpha, alpha stuff. But then when you see something like that, you're just like, well, you know, maybe they had a point. Maybe I'm just not the target audience.
Yeah. That dude definitely needs it.
I bought you all this stuff because I was being an asshole to you, but you can't eat it all because we're on budget cuts. But no matter, we get in our arguments. I still love you. I still love you enough to buy you food, record it, put it on the internet, and make you look like a fucking simp throughout the whole thing. And then she ended it with, I love you, so you could tell me you love me back for all the nice things I've done for you. I didn't like that video, but that's just because this is what these people are talking about. Somebody in that video is an alpha, and it was not that guy. We saw an alpha praying in a beta right now, and that's why it made us feel sick. That was the fucking alpha ever, dog. So the nigga already in his own boot camp, and you see what that does to you. You see what real life fucking dealing with an alpha, you see what that does to your spirit. It breaks fools.
Ah, oh, fuck me, man. Not a fan. All right, look. I got a couple quick ones for you. I like this one. This is a good video for me.
All right. Screw the leather, screw the lace. Here's to the one that sits on your face.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
What he did? I'm not drinking to that. What did he say?
Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
That's cool. That, right, yeah. That made you happy, right? That made you happy.
That's a good toast. Remember that for next time you're having dinner with your parents, folks. What did you say? How did it go?
Let me play it again. Yeah.
Remember this toast.
Screw the leather, screw the lace. Here's to the one that sits on your face.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
I'm
not drinking to that. Screw the leather, screw the lace. Here's to the one that sits on
your face, everybody.
Yeah, that's my favorite position, to be honest. So I feel that. I felt that.
It's a good toast. It's a good toast and a good position to be.
Yeah, everything about that video.
All right, look, I have this other one for you. Now focus on the guy having a drink here on the left.
Okay.
Oh, well, I got a queso.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk
with you. Oh, he just vomited everywhere. That's fucked up. Hey, but he held that shit like a champ, dog.
Yeah. He had enough time to get out of there, though.
He should have got him.
When time stops and you're drinking like that, you need to get out of that. You have 10 seconds. The clock starts now.
Yeah. That's what they mean when they say drink responsibly. They mean know your limit, and when you passed it, just get up and walk away. It's okay to say no to it's okay to say no to an extra shot. It's okay to say no to an extra beer. See, that's the thing. We grew up in the age of party fouls, right? You can't no beer left on fucking tap. No shot left unturned. You have to drink it. And the truth is, no, you don't. Like the God honest truth is, no, you don't. You don't have to do any of that. You feel too drunk, remove yourself from the situation, go get some water, hydrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I've ever thrown up. Well, that's not fair. I have thrown up in public. I have not thrown up inside of any establishment.
I've never thrown up on myself. No, that's not true either.
Exactly. That's let's not lie here. But I've never thrown up on like a bar table or in the middle of a dance floor on the floor. Like I go to the bathroom, I throw up, I rinse my mouth out, and then I go finish making out with a random chick that I met. You know what I'm saying? that's
like a fucking gentleman.
Oh no, we've all been there.
We've been there to the moon and back, baby.
To the moon and back. So my advice to the kids out there going through spring break right now and stuff is just know when to remove yourself. Know when you need a second wind. Know when you need to go outside, let the fresh air hit your face, wake you up a little bit. It's okay to say no. The night's not over because you say no.
Yeah, 100%. Good advice, Anthony. Good advice. I want to. I don't know. Are you an adventurous eater? Do you try stuff at least once?
Yeah. See if I like it. Yeah.
Okay. Ass. Me too.
Yeah.
You know, All right. Well. Thanks, Anthony. But for this one, would you try this?
Challenging culinary experiences in the world. Cow vagina. Despite the abundance of bacteria and potential health risks associated with excessive consumption, its distinctive flavor continues to entice adventurous eaters. To prepare it,
I ain't eating no pussy that don't belong to my species, bro. To diminish I'm odors, sorry.
Followed by meticulous hand kneading to clean the breathing holes. Peeling off the black outer skin, which harbors waste deposits, is a laborious and time-consuming process, resulting in a clean white appearance. Additionally, removing the outer hair is crucial to prevent discomfort while eating. After preparation, marination with lemon helps to neutralize its taste before cooking. Placing it in a pot with local red fruit lends a vibrant color, and stewing in coconut milk for 2 hours enhances its flavor. Chili and garlic can be added for additional taste, simmering until the broth thickens. Once cooked, slicing open the red exterior reveals a tantalizing texture, served sliced thinly alongside Vietnamese vegetables and dipping sauce for a delectable dining experience. Despite initial hesitations, those who dare to try it often find it surprisingly delicious.
Yeah, you see?
Nah, bro. I'm the cow DJ Khaled, nigga. I'm not. You know, pussy. I ain't no cow pussy, nigga. Fuck that bullshit. I'm not eating no cow pussy, dog. I'm sorry, dog. You can't pay me enough to eat cow pussy.
That motherfucker really said that on wax on video that he doesn't eat pussy, bro.
You don't eat pussy.
That is a wild thing to say, right?
Yeah.
That is a wild thing to say.
In this instance only, I agree with him, dog. I'm not eating that pussy. I'm not, and I take offense to the fact that when it was black and a normal color, it was dirty and gross. But then they fucking scraped off all the black skin, made it white and beautiful. Now it's fit to eat.
They said why they did it, because the skin is caked with caca.
Oh, is it? Is it caked with caca? Are you trying to tell me my black skin is caked with caca?
No, I'm not saying that, Anthony. Okay. Your vagina might be dirty. You might have to clean it.
Nah, my vagina's clean, bro. And it's also white, so I guess I get it. Eat that clean white
pussy, baby. Oh, my God. Well, that's the end of the podcast, guys. We ended it on a real good note, as always. I think we always end strong, and that's why I love doing this podcast with you, because we end strong. We always end on a strong note.
Like the flavor of cow pussy. They said add lemon. You have to add lemon to it to hide the flavor. Everything they put on that cow pussy was fucking acidic and harsh. They put fucking peppers. They put lemon. And then they soaked it in coconut milk, bro. I'm sorry, dog. Your pussy should not have to have that kind of preparation before you eat it. That's all I'm saying, dog. Shut up,
man. No. I'm trying to end the podcast here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. End it.
I want to thank Anthony for his insight, his wisdom, and his joy that he brings to every recording. I want to thank everyone again for listening, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.